Today is December 17th. It is now a week before the vigil of Christmas, and so in the church's liturgy, both in the Mass and the Liturgy of the Hours, we have a specific focus on these last days leading up to Christmas. Beginning today, there are several changes in the liturgy, most famous and notable of which is that the evening prayer of the church at Vespers, the Magnificat is prayed every day, but with a special antiphon to give it a little character. This verse is repeated before and after Mary's Magnificat. Beginning today and continuing up through the 23rd, the antiphon for the Magnificat each evening at Vespers is a special one invoking a specific title of the coming Messiah. Each of these antiphons begins with O, O Wisdom, for instance, or O King of Nations, and even O Emmanuel. This should ring a bell in the famous Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. In fact, all of the verses of this famous chant are, in fact, the various O antiphons, as they're known, for these 7 days leading up to the Vigil of Christmas. Over the next 7 days on the morning message, I'd like to look at the particular O antiphon for that day. Today's O antiphon is O Sapientia, or O Wisdom. O come, O Wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily. To us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. So goes the song. Little maybe more literal translation from the Latin, though. O Wisdom, who proceeded from the mouth of the Most High, touching from end to end, strongly and sweetly ordering all things, come to teach us the way of prudence. That's my translation. Let's look at that a little bit. First of all, wisdom. What is this? Well, wisdom is the ability of God to order, to structure, to know. It is the all-powerful, all-knowing will and intelligence of God. In fact, Jesus is often considered wisdom personified, come in person or incarnate wisdom. Now notice that we begin, O Wisdom, who proceeded from the mouth of the Most High. When did wisdom proceed from the mouth of the Most High? Well, this is a deliberate reference to creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke them into being. He gave a word. He said, let there be light. And there was. Unlike other ancient Near Eastern myths about how the world was created, sometimes through the violent death of gods and various things, our world was created through wisdom and by a word, very non-violently, very much in control of the one doing the creating. In fact, we should think back to the book of Genesis, even when we hear the word wisdom, because the first word of the Bible, Bereshith, could mean in the beginning. It could also mean in wisdom, God created the heavens and the earth. So we are meant in this first O antiphon to think of the first creation, because with the coming of the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us, we'll get there, we are meant to think of God recreating his world. So we begin where the Bible begins, in wisdom, proceeding from the mouth of God and touching from end to end. There is nothing not under the control of God and his wisdom. Strongly and sweetly ordering all things. There's a little bit that gets left out of the popular O Come Emmanuel translation. Order all things mightily, yes, but not just mightily, strongly and sweetly. Isn't this the path of God always? Strong, yes, strong demands, powerful, omnipotent, can accomplish all things mightily, but sweetly. God doesn't use force where he doesn't need to, like a good parent. He uses just the amount of force necessary and tries to apply discipline sweetly. Such is our God, so we need not fear his coming, as some might have done in previous days, where he was fire and smoke on a mountain and destroyed things. Our God rather orders all things. He disposes all things, as the Latin says. Notice here that this means there is order. Wisdom implies intelligence and order. Our creation did not come about as a result of happenstance. This is not random that we are here or that our world is here. It was created in wisdom by an intelligence, by something even larger than our minds could ever understand, and he orders things from end to end. Fine usque ad finem. That means there is nothing that God did not order. This is one of the great problems of our society today. We want to pretend that there is no order to our creation, or at least that if there is order, it's just random that there is order. It really doesn't make sense that we would find order in creation and there not be some pervasive wisdom, intelligence that created that order. So notice that if there is an order that touches from end to end, strongly and sweetly, what is our response? Well, our prayer in this O Antiphon then is, come to teach us the way of prudence, it says in the Latin. If there is order, then our job is not to live the way we want, for that will only end in sadness and fighting against the very order of creation. If there's order, then our job is to live in accord with that order. And that's really what the virtue of prudence is. How do we take what we know about the order and structure of the world created in wisdom and apply it right now to the way I should live? Put more simply, as in the verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, teach us in her ways to go. I pray today that you may go in the way of wisdom and prudence, recognizing the great gift of the wisdom who created this world and recreates it in the coming of the Messiah each day. May you follow in his way today and know the way you should go in prudence. God bless you.